We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And of course, it's the 13th of February, which everybody knows is World Radio Day.
Είναι 13 Φεβρουάρι, World Radio Day. All we hear is
radio. How about a little radio?
February 13th is World Radio Day. The
radio. Radio. World Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission.
Bob McLean.
Well, doing my meager part to contribute at least 4 hours worth here on World Radio Day, second hour, getting underway right now. Great to have you along with yours truly, the attack dog of the right. Here we go on Thursday, the penultimate workday of the week. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. My email address is bob@1063word.com. I know why Drew McKissick is not called in, Moneypenny, because Vice President Pence is down in Columbia. Drew is with him. Drew McKissick, the chairman of the South Carolina GOP, usually joins us here right after the news at 4 on Thursday. But obviously, we have been bumped down a peg or two on his list of things to do today since the Vice President of the United States appropriately is in South Carolina here on World Radio Day, since Mike Pence, among other things, as being former governor, also was a radio talk show host himself. So I got this text message a while ago, and it said, "Bobby, have you seen Joe Biden's 'I Ain't No Ways Tard' ad?" And I said, "No, I have yet to see that, but I'm anxiously awaiting viewing it," because of course you remember, back in the day, way back, 2007, when Felonious Von Pantsuit was in Selma, Alabama, to round up as many black votes as she possibly could, and she figured a good way to do that would be to channel James Cleveland when Hillary said this:
"I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy."
Yeah, there she is with her phony Southern accent. And I thought immediately when I got that text message, you're kidding, right? I mean, this reeks of desperation. The smell of panic coming off of Joe Biden is overwhelming. Witness his latest TV ad.
"We're in the battle for the soul of this nation. Now so much we've gained is under attack. We have a tremendous opportunity to take the next great step forward. We don't feel no ways tired. We've come too far from where we started.
Oh, geez.
Nobody told me the road would be easy. Oh. And I don't believe he brought me this far to stop now."
You know, like he did that. That's all you need to hear that. You know, that is just, I'm sorry, but that's just so weak. That is just tepid. Especially given this guy's propensity for plagiarism? I mean, all the way back to law school at Syracuse, they almost bounced him out for plagiarizing a paper. They let him skate. So he could finish, you know, in the top of his class. Well, alphabetically, I guess he meant. Because he was like 78th out of 82, something like that in his law school class. Claimed, of course, he was the top of the class. Claimed that he was there on full scholarship, another lie. And then, of course, you know, during another of his failed presidential runs, he just totally lifted a life story from, was it Neil McKinnock? A British politician whose family had been coal miners. And he was the first in his family to go to college and all that. And Biden just stole it all. He never had anybody in his family who was a coal miner. Jeez. You know, it's like Grandma Hughes said years ago, decades ago, eons ago, politicians, and Biden is the poster child for this, politicians were rather climb a tree to tell a lie than stand on the sidewalk and tell the truth. So now Biden is so desperate that he's going back and he's channeling Hillary, who was channeling James Cleveland. I don't feel no ways tarred. I'll come too far. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Remember the last time around? And yeah, made some speech in North Carolina. I think it was either in North Carolina or in Virginia, one or the other. And he said, yeah, you know, those Republicans, well, they want to put y'all back in chains. This guy is just pathetic. Plus, in the ad, he sounds like his false teeth are about to fall out again, as they nearly did during one of the debates. Get back there. Don't you do that. Don't you fall out of my mouth on network television. So that's good to know about Bernie. He don't feel no ways tired. Similar to Hillary, and she didn't feel no ways tired either. Joe, look, it didn't work for Hillary. It's not going to work for you. Okay? Man. How many times does a lesson have to be learned? This is his third time around running for president. He's never won anything. To the phones we go. Leadoff batter in this hour is Dean, who is in Cashville. Hi, Dean, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, Bob. Very quickly, the other day you shared a story about the couple standing on the sidewalk with their luggage in China.
Yes.
Who were put in the truck.
Yeah. They were put into a metal cube on the back of the truck.
Well, Bobby, that's VIP transport in China.
I guarantee you they feel in some ways tarred.
Okay. I heard some speculation.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be too direct.
Okay.
You've seen the movies.
I have.
When the asteroid is coming for the Earth.
Right.
The government goes around and picks up a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people who they're going to leave sitting there. It's the astrophysicists and the physicians and the top scientists and their families. And the speculation is that not so much health risk, but more the possibility of societal collapse.
Yeah.
So that speculation that got bounced around and I heard it.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Well, look, but in the movies, they might put them in the back of a truck. You know, they might put them in the back of a deuce and a half.
Right.
But they don't typically stick them in a 4x4 metal cube and haul them away on the back of a truck.
Oh, that is very true, yeah. And it is pure speculation that I thought you'd find that interesting.
Well, maybe Dean, in arguing against myself, playing devil's advocate here, maybe that cube is specially designed to have an air filtration system to ensure that they don't receive any contagion on their way to West Virginia or wherever it may be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, Dean. I appreciate it. That's interesting speculation. I like it. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and then right back with more as we cruise on the penultimate workday of the week. That's today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, 4:21, Thursday edition, Bobby Mac Show. I get this in, too, and thank you very much for the pronunciation guide. Apparently, I've been putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable here. Bobby, I love your show, but having lived in Wuhan for several years, the pronunciation is Hubei, not Hubei, but Hubei. The opinion spelling of Hubei is misleading. Thank you. Yeah, pronounced, Hubei, okay, and that is, that will throw you off from the spelling. So thank you, I appreciate that. As I texted back, my Mandarin is even rustier than my Vietnamese. Bobby, I just spotted an AWACS military plane over Greenville, perhaps due to VP Pence being in South Carolina from George in Malden. Now, Bobby, I'm tired of hearing these blooming idiot dummycrats. I hear you. Well, it won't be long. Bobby, who in their right mind would possibly channel Hillary Clinton? Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Dumb question. We're talking about Joe Biden. Bobby, Hillary don't feel no ways tarred because she's a meth head. Could be. Bobby, I think we all realize Joe Biden was Barack Obama's assassination and impeachment insurance. No one would dare to either assassinate or impeach Obama because Biden was waiting in the wings to take over. He is beyond the shadow of a doubt the biggest moron in the Democratic Party.
You moron.
You moron.
He is a moron. Bob, so Joe is busy plagiarizing again? Yeah, apparently. Bobby, good afternoon. This virus will provide a harsh reality of why we need to be a manufacturer of everything. We are not in control of our own way of life. Bobby Mac, some weeks ago, one of the network evening shows, maybe Chicago Fire, had a two-part viral outbreak storyline. I recorded and watched the first part, but the second, as best I can tell, never aired and now is not scheduled to. This was well before the COVID-19 coronavirus thing outed, but that struck me as odd that they would just drop it. Yeah, got a whole second episode they never got to yet. I'm getting to the phones. I'm going to Lawrence and bringing in Jesse here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Jesse, and welcome to the program.
Bobby Mack, how you doing, sir?
So far, so good.
Hey, it's been a long time since I called you. I used to call in from Joanna, and you announced me as the gateway to Columbia. I'll
yes, indeed. Yes, I remember that.
Yes, sir. You know, on this Joe Biden thing, I had to do some digging, and your memory is better than mine, but if you remember back in, I believe it was 2002, it was Strom Thurmond's birthday party. I think he was a young man back then. He was only 137 at the time.
Right.
But do you remember the comments that Trent Lott made saying that the country would be better off if he'd been elected president?
Yes.
It was just, I mean, they're celebrating the man's birthday, and Trent just says, you know, nice comments about the old man. And remember how they roasted Trent Lott? He had to resign from leadership, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He caught living hell over it.
But here they can get on here and mock an African-American voice. It's just, I don't know. It's just no backlash for the nonsense they get away with.
No.
And I know we're speaking to the choir. But
yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's always a total double standard. I heard Pelosi today, and I'm amazed that she can speak and say these kinds of things, and the words don't turn to ashes in her mouth. She was talking about trying to blame Trump for the sentencing of Roger Stone being knocked down from 100 years in prison to whatever the prosecutors had proposed, and saying that Trump should be investigated over it. And then had the temerity and the audacity and the arrogance to say, because nobody is above the law. Well, Nancy, I guess it's escaped your attention. Hillary is still walking around free.
Yep, if their pants aren't on fire, they got to be pretty warm.
Man, I'm telling you. Yep, you bet. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Good to have you along, sir. Let's go to Spartanburg and bring in James here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, James. How are you this Thursday?
I'm pretty good, Bobby. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
If Bernie Sanders wins the primary, he's a Democrat nominee,
mm-hmm.
do you think he'll pick AOC or someone from the squad to be his VP?
Man, that's a great question. I mean, how far left do they want to go, right?
Yeah, because like I said, I don't see anybody, Democrats in the House or the Senate, that would want to be his running mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Why would they want to give up? Well, yeah, maybe Elizabeth Warren, because look, Joe, we were just talking about Strom Thurmond. Joe is no spring chicken himself. He was joking himself the other day. Who would he like to have running with him? And he said somebody younger, you know, because he's an old guy, and who knows, he may drop dead any minute. And he wants to have somebody as a VP that would be ready to take over.
Yeah, because I'm just hoping, if this AOC, oh, man, the election's already over with. I saw from Channel 7, Bernie Sanders had one of his commercials, and I'm looking at him like, man.
Yeah.
This guy ain't going to win.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a fool's paradise, but, you know, let him proceed. I'm going to enjoy watching the whole thing. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Speaking of crazy Bernie, time for a visit from the commie from Vermont. Come on in, Bernie.
Hello again. It's Bernie. I believe in universal adult care. Why do you need to be burdened with things like driving and choosing TV shows to watch and general hygiene? With universal adult care, all of these things will be taken care of by a disgruntled nurse. And when she brushes your teeth, she gets up all around the gum line.
Wow.
Very efficient.
Yeah.
So go and sign up right now. And when I'm elected, you'll receive a free pudding cup.
Ooh.
Every day, around 4. Chocolate, vanilla, or butterscotch. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bernie.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
This guy knows how to appeal to the voters, doesn't he? I'm telling you. He's a shoo-in. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORT.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Excellent.
So while the coronavirus is busy spreading and we're doing everything we can over here to prepare for a potential quarantining if necessary, meantime, the Palmetto State suffering an invasion of demon rats. That's right. The South Carolina Democrat presidential primary coming up the 29th of this month. A few notes on this. This is from a conservative treehouse today by Sundance. Joe Biden is staking out Nevada and South Carolina for his relaunch strategy in a sad attempt to give the impression of viability where none exists. While that may be true, bear in mind, Joe does not feel in no ways tarred. Meanwhile, having suffered a terrible defeat, coming in fourth in her backyard state of New Hampshire, you know, next door senators historically in New Hampshire primaries usually do no worse than second. But apparently the people of the Granite State were on to Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren is recognizing the voters are just not buying her pandering wokeness anymore. This from David Wright today. Elizabeth Warren's campaign canceled over $500,000 in South Carolina ad reservations that were set to begin this week. Also canceled about $60,000 in Nevada ad reservations set for next week. So could you go so far as to say, Moneypenny, that Elizabeth Warren is off the reservation? Yeah, I went there. She's having trouble with her reservations. As many expected, the inauthentic nature of Warren is a big part of the problem. The other issue, her constant fibbing and creepy phoniness. It also didn't help when Senator Liar Watha announced a 9-year-old transgender kid would be helping to pick her cabinet. Where do they get these ideas? These come out of focus groups or what? The collapse of the two weakest remaining candidates, aptly named Injun Joe, see you combining the two there, is a slow-motion train wreck with a foregone conclusion. Absent of an influx of cash, that ain't going to happen. After the South Carolina primary on February 29th, both Warren and Biden will likely, what's the expression? Suspend their campaigns, which means they quit. Enough. No mas. Bernie Sanders remains the favorite to collect most of the delegates before the convention. Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar are second and third. We talked a little bit about Amy yesterday and how when she was a prosecutor in Minnesota, she brags about that all the time. The guy that put together the second biggest Ponzi scheme in history, right behind Bernie Madoff, was caught and was prosecuted. Oh, but not by her. No. She didn't bother to prosecute this guy because he just happened to be the biggest contributor to her senatorial campaign. What a coincidence. Most pundits estimate when Biden drops out, his support will likely split between Mayor Pete and Amy. Similarly, when Warren drops out, half of her support will follow Mayor Pete and Amy, and the other half will break off and go with crazy commie Bernie. As long as Mayor Pete and Amy remain in the race, Bernie is in position to win the nomination with around 30 to 40% of the total vote. However, Mini Mike is the wild card here, Doomberg. The DNC supports Mini Mike as an emergency in case no one can stop Bernie. And that's the way it looks heading into Nevada. And there will likely be new polling dropping maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Okay. So I guess Liar Wath has taken that $500,000 she was going to spend in ads here and $60,000 in Nevada. And there is an offshore account somewhere in the Caribbean just awaiting her deposit. Jeez. I'm telling you. Somebody put out a meme the other day. It was really great, too. And it said, I prefer my presidents to have made their millions before they run for office rather than after they get to Washington. Yeah. Bobby, how do you tell the Democrats are bad environmentalists? You know how, Moneypenny? No, me either. They're going nowhere, but they have their engine running. Bobby, we need to send thank you notes to the voters in New Hampshire for the cancellation of the Elizabeth Warren commercials. Got that right. Bobby, I can't find that James Wood video. Is it on Twitter? What should I Google to find it? Go to Twitter and just search for James Woods. You'll find it. Hang on, back up. Did you say demon rats? Okay, how can you tell a demon rat from a regular, everyday redneck rat? Do they have, like, a creepy voice? And do they spit green pea soup vomit? Jeez, like The Exorcist. We need an exorcist for these people. Bobby, what do you say? Wouldn't that be, for Biden, wouldn't that be his relaunch of his election campaign? I mean, didn't he relaunch his election campaign after getting his rear end kicked in Iowa? Yeah. Well, you know, it's his latest relaunch. Bobby, I'm a little worried. Do you think the opposition is as fired up as 2008 to vote? I don't want us to get overconfident, nor do I, because I think they're going to come out en masse to vote, from Aaron. Okay. The people who are really fired up for crazy commie Bernie are 18 to 24 and 18 to 29-year-olds, right? How many of them came out to vote in New Hampshire? Pick a number. Moneypenny, pick a number. How many 18 to 29-year-old Democrats came out to vote in the New Hampshire primary? What percentage?
10%.
Very close. 11%. How fired up is that? Trump, running unopposed, by the way, got more votes than Obama did when he was running against Hillary. Bob, I really like pudding. Do you think I could use the Elizabeth Warren strategy and a lie to get Bernie's free pudding cups? You know, I could use a little makeup to look older. I wonder if Liz had a tan when she decided to pretend she was Native American. Bobby, is there a way to get a receipt for my monetary gift of a camera for the NICU unit? I'm talking about Radiothon for the Children's Hospital. I have it during Radiothon this year. Yeah, I imagine there is. If you bring it to the hospital, I imagine they can give you a receipt right there. Bobby, the Crypt Keeper has a shoe in the grave. Gotcha. Bobby, love your show. I wanted to ask, doesn't the VP have to have the same age requirement as the president, that is, be 35 years old? I believe that's correct. So AOC would be out. Yeah, too young and too stupid. Additionally, just to add insult to injury. At 4:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show, when we come right back on the other side, we go to the phones. And crazy commie Bernie, he's always railing about the common good. But the only person Crazy Bernie has lifted out of poverty is, well, Crazy Bernie. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Nice to at least have a little sunshine out there today. The storms this morning were nice. They had a little parting gift there. Gusty winds blowing down trees again. Same old story. Yeah, you know, it's been so dry. We really couldn't. that's all we needed, you know, another inch or two of rain. Holy cow. To the phones we go. Let's go to Spartanburg and bring in Dan here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Dan, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bobby Mac. You know, Tom Steyer has done one positive thing, if he doesn't do anything else. He's made me miss the commercial about that missing dog in Vermont.
I get you with the comparison you've drawn there. Yeah.
You know, if you're going to flood the market, you ought to do something that's entertaining. I mean, the commercials are getting worse and worse. And, you know, now he's getting his advice from Ocasio-Cortez talking about a $22 minimum wage. I mean, anybody that's ever run a business would tell you that, hey, that's probably not a good idea.
Well, and why stop there? Why $22 an hour? Let's just make it $100 an hour.
No, that could work.
You know, one's as crazy
really,
as the
really
other.
Frustrating thing.
Yeah.
This guy could have taken these checks he's writing for all of this, and he could have cut them to the Cancer Society.
Yep.
You know, the Lions Club. Just
right.
There's all these organizations out there that do really, really good work. And instead, you know, he's on a vanity project. And, you know, the latest one they got with the lady that was in the Obama camp,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
He lives for climate change, and she gets around to mentioning that, like, item number 9 or 10 on her list. And the first 5 things she mentions, President Trump's already doing.
Right.
You know, so, and
geez.
I bribed somebody in the South Carolina Black Caucus or whatever to be on his staff.
Right.
I mean, yeah,
it's.
I've thought about calling his campaign and saying, look, I'm only 3% behind you and I'm not even running.
Right.
So you might want to rethink this whole thing.
All these, let's face it, I mean, at the end of the day, I hate to use that expression, such a cliche, but when all is said and done, all these people just want to be narcissist in chief. That's why they're in politics to begin with. You know, they're not handsome enough or talented enough to go to Hollywood, a la Adam Schiff, who was a failed screenwriter. So they go into politics instead, where it doesn't matter how stupid or how ugly they are.
Yeah, wasn't that Limbaugh's first book? He said that politics is theater for the ugly.
Yeah, yeah, and that's right.
Like that.
Yeah, and again, bullseye.
All right. Well, you have a great day, Bobby Mac.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the call, Dan. It's good to have you here. Yeah. Bobby, on the text line, isn't it odd none of the Democrum candidates made shampeachment an issue in their campaigns? Yeah, I thought so. Bobby, somebody had tweeted earlier and or sent a text message and said they thought that Twitter had banned James Woods again already. He just came back on Twitter on Sunday. But texter says he is there at Real James Woods, and the video is still posted. Okay, and cautionary, because it's disturbing, as they say on TV newscasts. And then they go ahead and show it. Bobby, maybe Bernie should just go back to being the aardvark. He does sound just like the aardvark. Was it Pink Panther? Was that what it was, Mighty Penny? Yeah. Bob, you're right. There is a limit as to age. No limit on stupid voters or candidates. Bobby, Dems are not strictly demonic. They are Lemur stupids. Bobby, environmental failure, Dems. Engine not just running, but revving like they're going to do something. Bobby, I'm not worried about the real vote as much as the, hey, look here, found after the polls close vote. Yeah, the ballot harvesting and all the rest. Now, as we draw nearer and nearer to the big romantic day of the year, coming along in the next hour on today's edition of ATF, we decided it would be amusing, entertaining, at least to us, if not to you, to ask Alexa for some lines from romantic movies. So in the next hour, Bob and the Bobettes will partake of those. In the meantime, don't forget, tomorrow, Friday, is Valentine's Day.
Friday! St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark-manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilty expectations. And don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday! St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
Yeah, it's the big day tomorrow, and if you're wondering what it's going to be like, we have you covered there as well.
And now your Valentine's Day forecast from the Weather Channel. Look for a flurry of activity in the greeting card aisle at the grocery store, turning to widely scattered husbands buying roses near the checkout counter throughout the day. Continued attempts at romance using chocolates in heart-shaped boxes, followed by a glass or two of wine into the evening. Chance of getting into a fight at a restaurant for smiling at the waitress? 80%. Chance of sleeping on the couch? 90%. And that's your Valentine's Day forecast from the Weather Channel.
Oh my God, I forgot the flowers! stand by. 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show, is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.